All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. I'll let you be the judge. I know it was vastly inappropriate for the content they were talking about. I'm sure Freebeer was like, shut the fuck up. You can't be airing this shit like this. You know? I'm telling you, her and I are not that different. That is something that I would have done. PATRON.com/Eric Zane. 7 days free. Sign up. Reach out to me via email, eric@ericzaneshow.com, on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. Don't be sending me messages on Messenger in a clandestine fashion. Let's actually have an adult conversation. Be happy to talk to you. What else do I have for you? Oh, hire me on Cameo. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. They cost $20. That's it. That's it for you on Facebook and YouTube. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Tech support provided for the show by Blue Frost IT. Thanks as always to my pal Frank Fuss. Online at buyinsurancehere.com. If you need any help with Medicare, Social Security planning, perhaps you're looking at a life insurance policy, think about reaching out to Frank Fuss at buyinsurancehere.com. Frank's services are free, of course. Reach out to Frank, and he'll help you every step of the way. Do that by going to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. We've got racing at Berlin this weekend. BerlinRaceway.com is where you go to get tickets. So great over there. So if you buy them online at BerlinRaceway.com, they're $14 a pop. You can get tickets online all the way up to the start of the race. Even if you're like in the parking lot. Definitely do that, because if you buy them in person, it's going to cost you a few bucks more per ticket. 15 and under, free. I love that, by the way. Not to mention parking being free. You can bring in your own snacks and soft drinks in your own 12 by 18 cooler. No problem. You cannot bring in any glass. You cannot bring in any alcohol. That is all there. Concessions are appropriately priced for a venue. After the race, there's a fun bar where you can hang out and enjoy the band. Weather's looking good, too, for races. They start at 4 p.m. on Saturday at Berlin Raceway. Talk a little bit more about one of the drivers at Berlin Raceway in just a little while. That would be Adam Kasari, the driver of the 9 car, the number 9K limited late model. It actually says 9K on the car. That is important because that's the number of families that receive services from Kids Food Basket. That's his primary supporter, Kids Food Basket, the number 9K Kids Food Basket car. It's actually more like 10,000 now at Kids Food Basket. They're a great group. And he's got my logo on the roof of the car. So when you see the Eric Zane Show podcast car on the number 9K, just know that that's your pal Easy. Well, who else is it going to be? Cole says, bring in your own what? Spit it out. I don't know. Now I'm getting comments. Oh, no. EZ's feed got cut. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on right there. I may end up restarting this whole thing. It says video is back, but no audio. All right. Well, let me try this with you. If you have no audio, boy, you know, okay. If I tell them there's no audio, they're not going to hear that. This is embarrassing. I'm going to go to the Twitch comments. Try restarting your app. Nick, busting my balls. Someone didn't invest in a UPS backup. Alan says, I already restarted twice. I'm going to restart. I will do that right now. Hopefully, you are receiving my words on the live stream. Let me know. And then we will proceed as planned. Thank you very much. Stevie is informing me. Easy, I can hear you now. Well, that is good. Yeah, one of those things. A lot of moving parts. Sometimes it happens. I'll make the appropriate edit on the audio podcast, and no one will be the wiser. That's too bad, because it looked like we had a ton of people in there that were enjoying the show. A ton for me, you know. Stevie says, you're live as hell, man. Yeah. All right. Just in time to talk about Trump. Trump did a interview with ABC correspondent and member of the press corps, Terry Moran. In this clip, Trump gets offended because Terry Moran is challenging him about the guy that was deported, and they're saying, well, he was wrongfully deported. He shouldn't. He's in that prison in El Salvador. Now, a lot of people are like, we don't like the fact that people who are in the country illegally aren't getting due process. So what that means is people who believe that, the idea is if someone is in the country illegally, they should have to go through a series of steps before they're deported. Trump has a different opinion. He's just going to pick you up and you now have to leave and take you out of the country. Oh, and by the way, he's taking you to this horrible prison. Now, I don't know if this is, well, I'm pretty damn sure this is terrible and wrong. But I will say this. That is exactly what he said he was going to do. And that will probably be a deterrent for people who are in the first place coming into the U.S. illegally. Now, I don't care for any of that. But that is working. If your goal is to keep people from coming into the U.S., and I don't think we should even worry about that shit. You know me. I want open borders. I want all the brown people. This is effective so far. People coming into the U.S. have actually, like you'll get like a family of 12, a mom and dad and their 10 kids, all under the age of 3. They walk through Central America, the jungles, for like 10 months. They walk all the way through Mexico, fighting off giant snakes and Mexican cartel murderers. And they make it all the way to Tijuana. And then they turn around and they're like, fuck this shit. We'd rather go back the way we came than go to that prison in El Salvador. Some of you MAGA scum love this. And that's fine. I'm not here to judge you because you're a bunch of racists. That's what's going on right now. So there's this one guy in Maryland who he's like, you know, a family man. He works, and they snatched him up off the street. They beat the shit out of him, and they immediately put him on a plane and flew him to El Salvador. And he's in this prison. He's been raped 5 times a day since then. Now, you know how there's 2 gangs that are in these prisons. There's MS-13, and there's another one. I forget their name. But in order to be in the gang, you got to have tattoos, like, all over your body. Okay, that's not really a good plan to blend in, you know? I think that the gang charter is probably going to have to change. I guess for every person that you rape or murder, you get a tattoo. Tophus, why are you saying, uh-oh? What did I do now? Did something bad happen again? So then, they see this guy, and they round him up. And they go, well, this was just an innocent guy. He's not, this isn't a problem. They said, no, he's a gang member. He's in MS-13. And they said, no, he's not. And they go, look at this image of him. He's got an MS-13 tattoo. And the tattoo says, I love MS-13. And it's like the worst Photoshop ever. But Trump doesn't give a shit. He just says, look, it's... He's in the gang. He's got an I Love MS-13 tattoo. This reporter, Terry Moran, is speaking with Trump. Trump ends up humiliating him. Let's get... Oh, shit. This is that moment.
I can't have a trial, a major trial for every person that came in illegally. We have thousands of murderers that came in. They're going to murder people. They already have murdered people in our...
Okay, now that may be true, but that might be a slight exaggeration.
Our country.
Right. So
we have to get them out. And we have to get them out fast.
Really bad guys. But in our country, even bad guys get due process, right?
If people come into our country illegally, there's a different standard. These are illegal. They came in illegally.
But they get due.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that bad guys should get due process. So I agree with that, actually.
Process.
Well, they get a process where we have to get them out. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the...
So... Do they get due process? Trump goes, no, they get a process. The process is beat the shit out of him, put him in handcuffs, get him on the plane and take him to the... Yeah, that's definitely a process. It's not the same process you're talking about, but it's definitely a process.
Different standard. These are illegal. They came in illegally.
But they get due process.
Well, they get a process where we have to get them out. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the Venezuelans.
They get whatever my lawyers say.
Oh, he had some tattoos that are interpreted that way. But let's move on.
Wait a minute. Hey, Terry.
He did not have the letter MS-13.
It says MS-13.
That was Photoshopped.
Okay. Terry says, it said, Trump said, look, I said, I love MS-13. He said, no, it's Photoshopped. Trump doesn't like that.
That was Photoshopped, Terry. Hey, they're giving you the big break of a lifetime. You know, you're doing the interview. I picked you because, frankly, I never heard of you, but that's okay.
You're getting the break of a lifetime. I picked you because I never heard of you, but that's okay. That's the old Trump jab, cross, uppercut, and then move. Really quick, jab, cross, uppercut, and then move.
Photoshop, Terry, you can't do that. Hey, they're giving you the big break of a lifetime. You know, you're doing the interview. I picked you because, frankly, I never heard of you, but that's okay. But you're not being very nice.
But you're not being very nice. He doesn't like that Terry Moran is challenging him with the Photoshop tattoo deal. I think Terry Moran wasn't rude at all. He just said, "Yeah, well, no, that's a Photoshop. You're not being very nice." And who says you're not being very nice? That sounds like something that someone would say to their child. You're not being very nice. Rebecca says, holy gaslighting, Batman. Man Bun Chris says, this is how he sounds on your show, Big Fraud. LOL. Tyler says, due process, sure. They're due to be processed out of here. That's essentially what he said to the guy. Yeah, there's due process. Oh, my God. Let's move on. Ogden, Utah. 7-year-old wanted McDonald's. Said to the 5-year-old, do you want to go to McDonald's with me? The 5-year-old said yes. He said, let's go get some nuggies. And then they jumped in the car and drove to McDonald's to get nuggies.
Begin with this story, a terrifying George. Where ride, the mother of two Clearfield children speaking out after police say her 7 and 5-year-old drove from Clearfield to South Ogden, which is about 10 miles. ABC4's Nate Larson spoke with her today. And Nate, this apparently all started when she learned from police that her car was missing. Walk us through this.
Yeah, Lindsay.
What mom is not aware that their 7 and 5-year-old is not with them? And they have to find out because the cop said, ma'am, are you missing your car?
What a terrifying Sunday that must have been for the Bush family. Whitney, the parent.
It should start with, what a stupid mother.
Of the 7-year-old and 5-year-old who was in police custody on Sunday morning after, just as you mentioned, they.
Wait a minute.
To been for the Bush family. Whitney, the parent of the 7-year-old and 5-year-old who was in police custody.
Okay, so the mom's in custody?
On Sunday morning after, just as you mentioned, they took a joyride with their mom's car and ended up in South Ogden.
The Ogden Police Department released a statement on Sunday stating that a reckless driver call came in at around 8 a.m. near 21st Street and Wall Avenue.
So I had woken up around 5:30 and I actually had come out to my vehicle.
This is mom. They went with the picture of her with the filter on her social media. I don't like those filters.
Everything was good. My kids, I have 4 kids. They were all sleeping when I came back in, so I had laid back down. 2 of them in my bedroom. And the next thing I know, I'm getting up. I'm walking into my kitchen, and I have knocking at my door. Uh-huh. And I go to open it, and I look out, and my car's gone.
Clearfield Police Department was there to tell her that her 2 children and her vehicle were in Ogden.
I absolutely had my heart in my stomach. I felt everything. I had no idea what was going on. I was being told different.
Okay, so now we're looking at pictures of the car, and it's pretty messed up. So I think that the cops brought it to a stop.
Stories of what was happening, so I didn't clearly have the full picture until I got to them.
Whitney says her 7-year-old son got on the freeway here at 650 North in Clearfield and drove all the way northbound I-15 to 21st Street in Ogden.
The Ogden Police Department attempted a traffic stop, but the young driver didn't pull over.
This is a huge curveball for me. I don't think anybody wakes up in the morning or goes through their day thinking that their 7-year-old is going to play Grand Theft Auto with their vehicle, you know? So there's definitely going to be other precautions and things put in place.
Yeah, you lock them in. You tie them to the bed. That's what you do. Yeah, maybe like a deadbolt way up high. Can only be opened with a key. You know? Bars on the windows. Shackle the children. That's what you do.
In regards to
and
that.
And you have to beat them. There has to be. What a beautiful part of the country that is, by the way. You really gotta kick some ass on this 7-year-old.
The police report says that the car eventually became disabled after striking a parking strip.
Okay, that's what that happened.
And was found near 40th Street.
He did tell everybody that he was going.
I don't know what that is.
Going to McDonald's, which is crazy because I have one right up the street from me. But
he went way away. There's one right by the house. That little asshole.
He probably passed like 5 or 6 of them on his little joyride he took.
Miraculously, both children were unharmed in the crash.
By what he's done, he's definitely been told, you know, by police and myself, how extensive it is, and he's in a world of trouble.
Okay.
He's probably grounded for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
We're not taking it lightly here.
Yeah, I don't even know what type of where to begin with a punishment for that. It would take me significant time to let this process or filter through. And I would also be very, very upset with myself. I think I would feel like I failed, you know?
I know Ogden Police Department in their release did say that they aren't pursuing any charges just due to the age of the driver. Whitney, of course, overwhelmed with joy that her kids are okay.
I thought she was in trouble, but I don't think she is.
Say that her 7-year-old does want to be a truck driver like she is one day, but of course that day.
Okay, so mom's a truck driver. The kid wants to be a truck driver.
Is very far off. Live in Clearfield, Nate Larson, ABC.
Now, there aren't many female truck drivers that exist in the U.S., that is typically dude's work. Most trucking companies, they won't hire women because they're all terrible drivers. We know that. So she definitely is the unhammered nail to begin with. Single mom, 4 kids, very ugly because that's why she used that filter. Probably weighs about 900 pounds and so bad at being a mother that the kids are just taking the car for joyrides and putting people's lives in jeopardy. And here she is driving around. I don't know. I think that it's the end of the line. She probably doesn't have that much life left in her. Tyler says 4 kids, 5 dads because she isn't sure about one. Starman says, I wonder what states the dads live in. Chris in Buffalo says, oh, great. They're all lot lizard HLL kids. Oh, for sure. Not even kidding about that. All right. Bill Belichick is in the news again. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh off of the interview on CBS Sunday Morning, where though he was dressed like a homeless person, you all saw that. There he is. He's got a book out about like football, and I guess the reporter walked into the room where they were going to have the interview, and the girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, was there, and she's kind of like been doing a lot of behind-the-scenes work for Belichick, even so much so as with being like on the football field when he's coaching the North Carolina team for like spring practice. She'd be like there running the defense. There's Belichick, and then she's the defensive coordinator. Not really, but she's definitely on the field. She's become the Yoko Ono of football. It's just like the Let It Be recording sessions at this point. And, you know, Belichick's 50 years older than her. Like, legit. I think he's like just 2 years shy of 50 years older than her. She's an absolute smoke show. And the dude from CBS is interviewing Belichick and just happens to say, so a lot of people talking about your relationship with Jordan over here. He's just sitting there watching the reporter with like an evil eye. And then he says, now everybody talks about how they met. A story is well documented about they met on an airplane. Who knows? A lot of people are saying that she is a sex worker. Who knows? No sooner than the guy can get out the question, hey, so how'd you two lovebirds meet? From the other side of the room, you hear, we're not answering that. And the chick's just staring laser beam daggers right into this guy. And he's like, oh, boy, I don't know. Tyler says, I don't care how attractive she is. She seems insufferable. Yeah, I'll say this. Before this big interview thing, I was saying, boy, she's something else. But you're right. After seeing that side of her, it really is ugly how this whole controlling thing that has taken place. I think it really spoils her appearance. Okay, that makes her lowers her status. Excuse me, I just put in another cough drop, quite significantly. By the way, I did hear from Ashley, and not Hurricane Ashley, another Ashley. Says, easy, whatever you do, don't eat sugar-free cough drops. What so-and-so did not tell you is that they give you the shits because of what's inside of them. And it's like the really bad oily kind. So whatever you do, don't take them, because if you eat too many of them, the next time you go to cough, you're gonna shit your pants. So I'm very appreciative of her looking out for me. I'm adding her to the growing list of people who take care of me. I'm telling you, if I didn't have you people, I would be lost. Look at all these cough drop wrappers. Holy shit. It's like a deck of cards. That's right. I'm showing you how many cough drop wrappers are here. Well, anyway, Belichick has issued a statement, as you can see, defending Jordan Hudson's actions. Now, right away, when I see this, I'm thinking 24-year-old Jordan Hudson turned to the old man and said, you got to do something. I don't like people talking shit about me, because I guarantee you she's got thin ass skin, and she doesn't like this type of scrutiny. Excuse me. So Bill has spoken. In a statement released by North Carolina's Media Relations Department, the North Carolina head coach defended his 24-year-old girlfriend's actions. This is about the interruption when Jordan shut down the question about how her and Bill met, with TMZ later reporting that she had interfered in the interview on multiple occasions and even stormed off at one point, delaying production. According to the statement attributed to Belichick, CBS had agreed to only focus on his upcoming book, which is a football book. He defended Hudson's actions by stating that she was, quote, doing her job to ensure the interview stayed on track, and that the, quote, false narrative that she was attempting to control the conversation is simply not true. Well, right, but why? Why is there a problem with asking about the relationship? I think that's the bigger thing. That shouldn't be a problem. Let's be honest here. Nobody gives a shit about the book or the title, The Art of Winning: Lessons from My Life in Football. No one cares. No one cares how great of a coach you were or may still be. No one cares about Super Bowls. The story that you're porking a smoke show 48 years your junior is the only thing interesting about you. You want to write a successful book, you got to focus on what people want to hear. They don't want to hear the art of winning. Shut up. Come on. The entirety of this stupid statement reads, I agree to speak with, well, I'm not even going to read it all. Prior to this interview, I clearly communicated with the publicist, would focus solely on the contents of the book. Unfortunately, the expectations was not honored during the interview. I was surprised when unrelated topics were introduced. And I repeatedly expressed to the reporter, Tony What's-His-Face, and the producers that I preferred to keep the conversation about the book. After this occurred several times, Jordan, with whom I share both a personal and professional relationship, stepped in to reiterate that point to help refocus the discussion. She was not deflecting any specific question or topic, but simply doing her job to ensure the interview stayed on track. Well, you know, it doesn't help, Bill, that you're spitting into her thing. Okay? You cannot finesse this, okay? What are you trying to do? There's no way that's possible here. Some of the clips make it appear as though we were avoiding the question of how we met, but we have been open about the fact that Jordan and I met on a flight. Well, yes, yeah, so what, though? I know, everybody is aware of that. But sometimes, I mean, he's doing his job. He's trying to get to what people really want to talk about. Instead, you want to talk about fucking zone defense. The final eight-minute segment does not reflect the productive 35-minute conversation we had, which covered a wide range of topics related to my career. Instead, it presents selectively edited clips and stills from just a few minutes of the interview to suggest a false narrative that Jordan was attempting to control the conversation, which is simply not true. The statement from Belichick comes amid a slew of negative headlines regarding his relationship, which began with Sunday's interview. On Wednesday, The Athletic reported that Hudson was instrumental in stopping an HBO Hard Knocks series focused on the Tar Heels while identifying herself as the chief operating officer of Belichick Productions, which doesn't appear to have any official business records. Yeah, no, I that doesn't matter. She is, I mean, I would say, if someone said to me, EZ, who is the chief operating officer of Eric Zane Show Productions, LLC? I would say Pooh Bear. So I can't fault him for that. All right, and Belichick's 73. So he's 48 and a half years older than her, maybe even 49. Man, is this great. I find it hilarious that these two ding-dongs are suggesting that people are interested in hearing anything Bill Belichick or she would have to say that doesn't involve their relationship. No way. This is a great story. And the fact that they're digging in their heels to avoid discussing it makes it that much more fantastic. And I don't want to hear any of this bullshit about it's their business. No, it isn't. It's not their business. These are public people. Yoda Whirl in the chat says, they're acting like they met while flushing a body down the airplane bathroom. Tyler says, probably Jordan to Bill, quote, if you ever want to peek behind my meat curtains again, you'll take care of this now. Bob says he's a shit coach. It pains me to say it, but Brady carried him. Man Bun Chris with a great question, and I'm glad you came up with this question because I am out of things to talk about. FYI, I might need the chat to have to carry me to the finish line in this one. By the way, Tyler says that's a normal question for any relationship, really. And Yoda World says it was a fluff question, not a gotcha. Man Bun Chris says, AZ, do you have any EZ, do you have any radio war stories of any difficult interviews you had similar to this? Not like that. There were just ones that didn't go anywhere. One of the Williams sisters comes to mind. I think it was Venus Williams. She was doing some tour to promote Crest White Strips. We booked the interview. Every answer she had, even though it had nothing to do with Crest White Strips, she worked Crest White Strips into it. Venus, what are your plans for the next Grand Slam season? I'm excited about my Grand Slam season. Almost as excited as I am for talking about my friends at Crest White Strips. You know, that type of deal. No matter what we asked her, she's working Crest White Strips into it. It was horrible. I'm probably even getting the product wrong. I don't, the other one was the Theismann interview. All he wanted to do was talk about Kingsford Charcoal. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show. Hey, guys. Boy, I sure am excited to talk about Kingsford Charcoal. And then we talked for about 10 seconds longer, and then he said, well, I got to keep it moving, guys. See you later. And he, like, hung up on us. It was terrible. Not fun. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I am faced with a stark possibility that I'll be wrapping this show up early. Before I go, I, as always, want to make sure that you know about my sponsors. In this case, buy a home with Adam Kasari, the realtor in West Michigan. Driver of the 9K car, buying a home, selling a home. Reach out to Adam, 616-914-4067. Or click the link in the audio podcast. Say, hey, I hear about you on EZ Show. I want to buy a home. Or I hear about you on EZ Show. I'm selling my home. 616-914-4061. When it comes to a mortgage, after you figure out a home you want to buy with Adam, reach out to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage at 231-332-6505. They'll get you started on your mortgage. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. I made a phone call yesterday. It's been, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. About 6-7 months since I have laid eyes on the fraud bus. After this travel season last year was a complete disaster with that fucking thing, but I put it away with no known problems. But it's time to get it out. So I reached out to the folks who store it, and I said, can I get it out Friday? And they said, no. And I'm like, what? And they go, we're booked. So many people are getting their rigs out. We can't get yours out. I said, no problem. When can you get it out? She says, next week. How does Tuesday work? I go, that sounds great. I'll get it Tuesday. I'm going to get the damn thing, and I'm immediately taking it to this place called Speed Wrench, where they repair and maintain the thing. Now, all I need is an oil change. So I call the guy. His name's Brandon. I go, dude, I'm bringing the lemon in. And he goes, oh, my God. I go, just change the oil. Give me a summertime check on that thing. So then he goes over everything extensively. Brakes, chassis, motor, transmission, tire pressure, everything. Cost $200 for the oil change, $200 for the pre-trip check. Get that done, and then we're off and running. I said to the folks who keep it in storage, I go, do you guys wash and wax? Yeah. I go, okay, can you do a full wash and wax on it? You won't believe how expensive this is. So I ended up saying, no thanks, I'm going to do it myself, which means it'll never get done. If you want that thing washed and waxed, they charge you by the foot. It's $550 for a car wash and a wax job on the fraud bus. I hate to say I wish I never bought the thing, but I wish I never bought the thing. Fucking money pit. Motherfucker, what a goddamn blunder. Shit! Adam Schwab brings up the time that we talked about talked to Ace Frehley. Hey, Ace, you're sober. Good for you, Ace. I don't want to talk about it. Did that happen? I don't recall that. Tophus says, what manufacturer is the fraud bus? It's a Thor. Avoid, avoid, avoid. Don't do it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the asshole of the day. I don't remember what I talked about. Do you have any suggestions? I'd like to say it was the person who told me I should stop talking to Coleman, but I don't know who said that. I'm not sure. Tophus nominates the fraud bus. Amy says, lady that can't take care of her kids. The asshole of the day, part of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Utah mom, and then Rebecca says runner-up is Mike Henry. I think Mike Henry's a fake name, though, so I don't know. It's just, it doesn't really matter. All right, I just got informed by Pooh Bear that I have to bring a cheesecake into work at the radio station, or not the radio station, at the school. So I'm off to do that. That happens. That's part of my job around here. You know, if shit gets forgotten, go take it into Pooh Bear. And I'm just looking to keep her happy. I hope I kept you happy on the show today. Thank you so much for being here, folks. And I will talk to you on the Patreon bonus podcast. A little bit later on, and then we got a big fraud Thursday, so a lot happening on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane and sign up for 7 days free. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Hey, Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.